Oh my God, I hit it. I hit the button.
Well, now it's recording you hitting the button.
I know. I had like something really cool and witty to say, and it totally just slipped my mind just now. Don't look at me, I'm nervous.
Okay, I'll look outside. I'll look at the bunny.
Okay. I'm really nervous.
We just have like a whole minute of us just.
On it, yeah, shoot. And I like, okay. I can't look at you. Come on. I am so nervous right now. It's not even funny. I'll be fine in a second. Hold on. Pause. All right, this is me putting my dick on the table. I'm doing it.
I love that intro.
Thank you. Welcome back to Internet Anonymous, everybody. I am your host, Megan Emily. And with me today is a very special person. She's a very special guest. I've never had a guest on the show before. This is Krista.
Hey,
Say hey. Yay. We're here today and we're gonna be playing the game Incoherent. Which if you don't know what it is, you basically just say phrases that are supposed to sound like them. Sound like different phrases that might be or may not be inappropriate. You gotta figure out what the actual phrase is. You'll see as we go along, or hear, whatever you're doing. And then we're gonna pause a little bit in between things, maybe ask some fun questions, some would you rather questions, things like that. But yeah, we're just gonna have some fun today. It's gonna be a little bit of adventure. But yeah, we'll get there.
Sweet.
Sweet. Do you wanna go first?
Okay, so am I trying to read the card
Oh,
or
sure.
am I
I
judging?
thought there was like a dice where you like rolled to a color. Well, apparently not, but there is a timer.
Oh.
So I guess just pick any card, but should we just not use the timer? Because it's taking a time to go down. It's a sand timer.
Okay, so should we just, I don't know. Blind
That's
pick.
not how you shuffle things.
Oh,
That
you wanna shuffle all of them?
No. But
Okay.
running your hand across the top of the card is not gonna shuffle things.
My eyes are closed, just random.
Okay.
Okay, so am I guessing this or are you guessing this?
You're reading it. No, you're trying to guess it.
Okay. Toggled hurt head
Like,
hoogie.
face the card towards me so I can
Oh,
see.
okay.
Ha!
I gotta angle it right just because the sun's shining through and I can kind of see in the back of the
Can you
card.
really?
A
That's a
like a
thick
little bit.
card,
So I have
though.
to like angle it this way and just hold it down
What the
more.
heck?
Yeah. Toggled hurt. Heat. Hoogie. Toggled hurt. Heat. Hurt. Heat. Hoogie. Toggled hurt. Heat. Hoogie.
You're like, it sounds like it, but I know where. Okay.
Yeah, can I get a clue?
Yeah, the hint says naughty language.
Naughty language. Toggled hurt
Excuse
heat
me.
hoomy.
Oh, that's the other thing, guys. We have wine. Don't worry, we're both overage, over 21. We're both very old.
Talk dirty to me.
There you
Got it.
go.
Wow, that took a long time.
That one, I've seen that one a couple times. It's not here. Let's put the
Oh.
discard one on that one. It's not the favorite.
Okay, you
All
go then.
right. I don't know if I want. Should I get the red ones? The red ones are the dirty ones.
Ah.
The spicy ones. We like spicy here. I'm gonna go with blue. I don't. Oh wait. Actually, you know what? I'm just gonna.
I still have you saved in my phone as Spacey.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That was years ago.
But the thing is, like, since I have you saved like that, I can't use the voice command for you. Like, I can't be all like, send Spacey, making a text, because it'll be like, who?
Who the fuck is it? That's funny. Was it Ben that called us spicy?
Oh, no, Ben said or that, was it, like, we were crazy, and you're like, I'm not crazy, I'm spicy.
I honestly don't remember who called us. I just remember being like, I'm spicy. That's when we worked at GFS together. That's how we know each other, by the way.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a detail that should have been said in the beginning, but, like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Case in point. Sometimes women aren't crazy, they're just spicy.
I mean, yeah. And when you have your spicy juice, you like double the spice.
Yeah.
Okay. Pig Bull Herbrandt. Pig Bull Herbrandt. Pig Bull Herbrandt. What the fuck? Should I say it faster?
Yeah.
Pig Bull Herbrandt. Pig Bull Herbrandt. It doesn't sound like anything to me.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is.
I should just look.
The hint is Lonzo. Does that mean anything to you?
Lonzo?
Yeah.
Like a Muppet. There's a Muppet Lonzo.
There's a Muppet Lonzo?
Yeah. Oh. Big Baller Brand? Yo, I was way off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know. It was not a Muppet. It's some shit, I don't know.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. I can't help.
I can't, no. Don't. Yeah, no, that's not happening. The spicy juice is making me warm.
I can't. It's getting hot and spicy.
Oh my god.
Reed Sol Okup. Reed Sol Okup. Red Solo Cup.
Yeah.
That one was easy. Good for me.
Oh, speaking of Red Solo Cups, Pod, I bought glow-in-the-dark beer pong.
I'm so excited.
I know. We're having a party at my house in June. I don't like saying it's my birthday party because I sound like a kid, but, like, I'm real excited for glow-in-the-dark pong.
Yeah.
I'm, like, doped out for that shit. Like, this is exciting. I'm gonna do it. We go.
It's so much fun.
It's gonna be lit. Literally. Lit. Lit. Oh, excuse me. Not like it matters. Why is there so many yellow cards? I have the burp again. Holy shit, what is this?
I'm just looking at the other side of this card and seeing what it is. Oh my god.
Okay, I gotta say it out loud. Brajet Isle Fawn Mitten. 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 It doesn't.
Your clothes. Like the first half of it kind of sounds like the first word.
Should I say the J like you say it in Spanish? Brajet. Brajetail funmit.
The hint is passion puke.
Ew, what?
Yeah.
The fuck?
That's the hint.
Passion puke?
Yeah.
Projectile vomit.
Yes.
Oh my god. Gross.
I know.
Gross.
When I looked at it, I could not but laugh.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Okay. Let's do a red card.
Excuse me. I'm gonna burp a lot, guys. Wine does this to me. Actually, everything does this to me. That's funny.
Cock blocked?
Mm-hmm. Why are you getting all the easy ones?
I don't know. Whenever something out of your control prevents you from getting laid.
Well, I live at home with my parents, so everything is a cock block. Everything.
Yeah.
Literally everything.
I feel like the hardest is like when your partner cock blocks you and you're like, hey, and they're like, yeah, I'm not really in the mood.
They're like, yeah, no, not right now.
You're just like, that's cool.
Like, oh no, you're not in mood? Okay, well, let's just cuddle then.
Yeah.
Casually brushes your ass up against them for like a half hour until they finally...
No, movies lied to me. I was given the impression that boys are horny all the time and want sex all the time. And all you gotta do is be like, hey, and they'll be like,
no. Boop. It's totally opposite. Girls are the ones that want sex all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah.
Yeah. When I have kids and it's the right time, about to sit them down, I'm going to have some truths here.
Listen, you horny bastards.
Yeah.
Assuming you're not married at the point. Listen, you horny bastards. Don't fuck nothing yet. Yeah. I'm not ready for grandkids.
Yeah.
Done. All right, like, talk to your kids for you.
Guys only like to fuck when they're teenagers and then they're dead afterwards.
And then after they hit like 21, they're just like, nah, it's not fun anymore.
It's like they're 50. And then just like,
you old man, get over here and put your cock. Oh, never mind. That was inappropriate. Well, half a glass of wine down, guys. That's what we're getting. I'm a lightweight. This is fun. Okay. Was it my turn or your turn?
It's your turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Am I facing it the right way?
No, it's upside down. Yeah, you're good. Okay.
Oh god, what the fuck is this? Eggs-pox-alive. Eggs-pox-alive. Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Hey, that was a pretty good one. That was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Eggs pox alive.
Pox alive. It sounds like a disease.
Mm-hmm. I was like, God, this better not be midterm. I only made it to 2 days of midterm. I didn't like, eh. I'm not a school person, y'all.
Shotgun ink up here. Shotgun ink up here.
I will tell you, it is the verb phrase of this. I can give you that hint.
Shotgun ink appear.
God, it's like you're saying it and it hasn't clicked.
Shotgun ink appear. I don't know. What's the hit on the card?
Quick drink.
Quick drink. Shotgun ink appear. I have no idea. Why am I not getting this?
Say it very quickly, very loud.
Shotgun ink appear. Yeah, no, I got nothing.
Okay, say it very slowly then.
Shotgun ink appear.
It's like you're saying it. Shotgun just ink look.
Appear. I don't know. Shotgunning a beer. Oh my god!
And you were the party one too!
And I've shotgunned a beer! Jesus.
Hey, was that supposed to be? No, just kidding. Did you shed your hair on the cards?
No.
It's probably my hair, actually, not gonna lie.
It's hard to tell. It was dark.
My hair's fucking everywhere. Alright, I kind of want to try to get an inappropriate one again. Because I feel like those are more fun.
Yeah, they are.
Am I holding it right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll get this one.
Me ugly as fuck?
No.
Me ugly fa. Me ugly fa.
It's a person. I mean.
What's the hint on the card?
Pornhub.
Listen, I watch porn, but, like, not like that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna know the actors or anything.
Right, that's why I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I'm just gonna look. Mia Khalifa? Well, all you inappropriate ones will know that one.
Yeah.
I have no idea who the fuck that was.
Yeah, I'm like, I just come for the show. I don't need to know people's names.
I'm just here to get off and get out. It's so bad, but, like, it's so true. I'm like, I'm not gonna pay attention to celebrities. I don't want this shit popping up on my Facebook feed.
Yeah.
None of that shit. I'm incognito mode. I'm in, I'm out. We're
right?
Done.
Yeah, no. I mean.
That's fucking funny.
I don't need your life story.
Yeah, I really don't. Wait. Quick question. What is with, like, porn titles, like, being like, oh, stepbrother or stepmother. Like, that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it's...
No! Why is that a fantasy of people's? Like, I... Why?
Yeah.
I don't... No, that's just weird. I got burped really bad. Like, I was insecure about it, but I'm not, because I've been burping this whole fucking time. I'm having a great fucking time, Jen.
Just let it out.
I was nervous, and then now I have, like, a half a glass of wine, and I'm like, ooh.
Oh, 5 o'clock shadow.
Bitch, you're not supposed to get it that fast. You're supposed to at least struggle. Now pretend you're struggling.
5 o'clock shadow.
Shit, it's really that easy?
Yeah.
Let me see that shit. Who wrote these cards? Who wrote these cards? I'm gonna talk to your manager. You need to write better ones. I'm sure this expansion packs or something. Pick a different one because that one was like way too easy.
Okay. Let's just do another yellow one. There's a lot of yellow ones. Home line degree. Home line degree. I don't know. What's my clue?
Your clue is Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Yep.
Home line degree. And it's Phoenix. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Go ahead. Look.
What is it?
Online degree.
What the fuck? How they is said, Phoenix?
No, they said Phoenix because the University of Phoenix is strictly online.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went to in-person college? You weren't gonna get that.
No.
I don't even know if it counts that I went to college because I started and stopped like several times. But I did go 3 years consistently.
I was listening to the radio the other day, and this guy was talking about how he only went to college for, like, 7 days.
He got there to get his college refund from FAFSA, and then he got the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's basically what he did.
Just like, yeah. But then he, like, lied to his parents and, like, said he was still going, and...
Oh my god.
Then his mom was, like, gonna come visit for a break or whatever, and he had to tell her, like...
Oh my god. See, okay, so when my uncle was in college, and this is as far as I know of what I've been told, because obviously I wasn't around when he was in college, but my mom said, like, my grandpa literally had to go with him to class to make sure that he was going to class.
Oh my god.
Which is fucking hysterical.
That is funny.
Because, like... You know how my little brother is. A podcast doesn't know, but you know how my little brother is.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that was my uncle.
Yeah.
But, like, with more freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah. So I get that.
Yeah, your brother probably needs somebody to follow him around, make sure he's not doing anything stupid.
My brother needs to be studied by science, for crying out loud. Whoever, like... Whoever made his brain needs to go back and rewire it, holy shit. I'm not gonna go into any more detail, because this podcast could literally just be me roasting him for an hour. But I'm not gonna do that, because he'll be like, yo, what the fuck? Why'd you do that? And I'm like, because you roast me on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Why? You know, but there's people that listen to this, so...
I mean, it's nice that he would listen to your podcast.
He wouldn't listen to my fucking podcast. Dude, okay, listen. Back when I first started this, I literally was like, hey, do you want to come on the podcast and talk about, like, shit you like, you know, going to the gym and shit like that? And he was like, no. And I was like, okay. And he goes, you want to know why? And I was like, you know, I feel like I'm about to get roasted, so no. And he was like, well, you're right, but it's stupid, so no. And I was like, you fucking dick. Whatever. But he's my brother, so if anybody touches him, I'll fuck them up.
Wow.
He's a little shit, I'm not gonna lie. But, like, still my brother.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to see him get hurt.
Oh, yeah, no.
Unless it's, like, deserving.
No.
Like, he made some dumbass comment, somebody punched him in the face, and, like, that made me feel like...
Dude, I remember... I don't know if he broke up with her, or she broke up with him. I know their final breakup was on his graduation day. but I think like some, oh no, it was different girl, totally different girl. His prom date or homecoming date or something, like she brought him to homecoming and then when they got there, she ran off with another guy. And I was like, this bitch just used my brother to pay for dinner. And then, oh, hell no. I was pissed. She was adorable. I mean, don't get me wrong, she was an adorable girl. But, like, bitch, had Brandon and I been, in, like, the same age in high school or whatever, had I seen that happen, I would have been like, who's not intimidating now?
Yeah.
So, apparently, I'm not intimidating.
You're not.
What the hell? I am too intimidating. I could fuck somebody up if I wanted to.
Would you, though?
No.
Yeah.
I'm too scared. I'm kind of a pacifist. I don't hurt people.
Yeah.
Although, mentally, I could really fuck somebody up. It would take time. It would go over time, but, like,
yeah.
I have the mental power to fuck somebody
up. Yeah. Like, you'd be a good person to plot with. You would just need an executor.
Mm-hmm. I can do plans all day.
Yeah.
I got like a bazillion notebooks in my house ready to go for me to write down plans to fuck someone's brain up. But to actually carry it out, I don't think I could do it.
No.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Back to, I have a dirty card. Oh no! What am I about to say? Okay. Hey, wait. I don't know if it's going to be Reed or Red. They're spelled the same. Hey, Reed, Jose. Hey, Reed, Hose. Is this Harry Hose?
Close.
Hey, Red Hose. Hey, Reed Hose. Doritos? Hey, Reed Hose.
Your hint is feet fur.
What?
Yeah.
Hairy toes?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Feet fur? Again, who wrote these fucking cards?
Why do you keep getting the gross ones?
Like, I don't know. The red ones are supposed to be just, like, dirty ones. Like
projectile vomiting and hairy toes.
I didn't know that's what they meant by dirty. I thought I was gonna get, like, I don't know, like, sucking dick or something. That's probably in there, by the way. Why did I just think you had a dog for a second?
I don't know.
There are no pets in here.
There are not.
Shit, she got a ghost dog.
Sometimes I'd like to get a dog, but then, you know, I also like not having any responsibility of taking care of anything.
Facts.
So.
Which is why there's no children around.
Yeah.
I couldn't take care of a fucking betta fish. I'm not gonna be able to have a dog
right.
or a human being.
Plus, if we're gonna have a dog, or even if we're gonna have kids, like, I want the backyard to be fenced in.
Yeah.
Especially with a dog, because I want to be able to just open the door and be like, go outside. And
you need a dog like Harley.
Yeah.
Because Harley's my dog. He's cute as can be. He's kind of a little stubborn because he's kind of an asshole. But he's also really good. Like, we let him in the backyard with no leash. And, like, he'll go, like, halfway through the backyard. We'll be like, Harley, you're too far. And then he'll come back. Yeah. And he goes out in the backyard and he does zoomies all day. Sometimes he yeets himself to the front yard. But when he does that, he just sits by the front door and waits for us.
Oh.
And literally, we know exactly where he's at. Like, he doesn't go far, first of all, because he is a homebody. If you can describe a dog as a homebody, which I just did, so I'm going to, yes. He's a homebody. Second of all, he loves cuddles. He loves being loved. Third of all, we supply his food, and he knows it.
Yeah.
I don't think he could survive on his own, quite honestly.
Oh, no.
However, my old dog, Ruby, that we had, that Brandon so lovely named Sped, the black one that I had.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could have figured out shit. The shelter said she was a stray. So, and part of me believes it because how sick she was when we got her.
Yeah.
But the other part of me is like, no, I just think somebody didn't take care of her. Also, she didn't listen. She just wandered off.
Yeah, she did
all the time.
Shit.
Like, she had like the jaw and the bite of like a pug or like a what's the French bulldog where it's smushed face.
Oh yeah.
So and I just thought it was like so funny because I'm like, because she's sitting there breathing like this.
Oh.
should be sleeping, and everyone you hear, we're like, oh my god, is she alive? Is she okay? And mind you, she slept in my room because my parents refused to acknowledge her as their dog.
Yeah, damn it. I had something against her from the beginning.
Which is weird because my mom is the one that said, hey, let's go to the shelter and look at this dog.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking dope. I love dogs. And apparently, like, after, like, the first day or two, or, like, no, it wasn't the first day or two. It was after she started to get better. Like, after, because I was taking her to the vet, like, weekly.
Yeah.
And, like, getting her medicine and all that shit. After she started to get better and she got her spunk back, then we started to see that, like, her and Harley were both very dominant dogs. And that was causing a problem because Harley likes to play, but he doesn't like to share his toys.
Yeah.
And Ruby was just like, I just want to play on my own. I don't want to fucking play with you.
Right.
And, like, Harley, like, she would be chewing on something, and Harley would come up and just take it from her.
What an asshole.
And, like, if she wouldn't give it to him, they would, like, start fighting. And that was the reason we had to find a new foster for her, because it wasn't working.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. That was, like, your dog.
Yeah. And... And, you know, I was gonna take her with me when I moved out last summer, too.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm kind of glad I didn't because I moved right back in a couple months later anyways.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. When I officially move out again, I'll get myself a little Ruby. I really liked her, though. She was a senior dog. She was a little bit stupid. I'm not going to lie. She was kind of dumb. Like, that dog would probably walk into a wall and forget that there's a wall there 3 seconds later and walk back into the same damn wall in the same spot. That's the kind of dog she was, but I loved it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I felt like it reflected some of my personality.
You just, like, I feel that.
I was like, I got you.
I was troubling my balls, dog. Too.
I have trouble with everything. And so, like, I just, I related to the dog. But, like, I knew, like, her and Harley weren't getting along, and so when my dad took her to the new foster, like, I didn't cry or anything. I think if I had gone with him, I would have cried.
Oh, yeah.
But I knew it was going to be better for her to, like, be in an environment where she was the only dog. So, that's when we had Brandy, too. Brandy, again, she's long gone now, sort of. Yeah, you didn't know that?
I don't think. You just told me.
Yeah, we put Brandy down in November. I came home from work, and she had fallen asleep in her own vomit. And it really scared me. I thought when I walked in the house, I thought she was dead. And my parents were in Florida for Thanksgiving. This is literally right after Thanksgiving. And so they were on their way home when I had called them. They were probably still, like, a couple hours out. And so they came home, and then the next day they took her to the vet. Like, literally, she couldn't keep food down anymore. Like, and I mean, like, this dog was anywhere between 15 and 18 years old. You know? Yeah. She lived well past of when we thought she would live.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was pretty sure she was just a walking dead at some point.
Yeah.
Like, and so when we had to put her down, like, you know, it was almost like a relief. Because for the couple months leading up to it, we'd watched her progressively get worse. She went, like, because we watched her do, like, very, very, like, senile, like, dementia kind of things that dogs would do. Like, she wouldn't sleep at night anymore. She would just walk around the kitchen and just pace. And just, but, like, sniffing for food, but, like, forget what she's doing, but continue to do it. It was so sad. And there was one night when my parents were out of town for that Thanksgiving or whatever. I literally sat up with her for... because I was trying to, like, get her to calm down, get her to go to sleep, and she just wouldn't. And I called my mom. It was, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I don't know what to do. She's like, just let her do her thing, and if she has an accident or anything in the house, like, just clean it up in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I was like, there's literally nothing you can do at that point.
Right.
And that was the other thing, too. Like, she got to the point where she just, like, couldn't hold herself at all. And, like... Like, she, like, didn't know how to communicate with us anymore. Like, she wasn't telling us she needed to go outside anymore. We would try to feed her, and, like, it would just be, like, instant puke. Like, and then we started doing, like, the whole boiled chicken and rice stuff. And then that was good for a while. That probably was good for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And then fast forward to the day that I came home, and she had thrown up an entire piece of chicken in her sleep.
Ugh.
And I'm like, I thought you chewed that. Did we not chew it? And yeah, and that actually, that whole week my parents were gone, I was like, Mom, what happens if she passes away? She goes, then you take her to the vet. I was like, I do not have the money to give them, to cremate her.
Yeah, I know.
It's like $300 or whatever. She goes, it's fine, we'll figure it out. Like, just, you would just, if she passes away, just take her to the vet, tell her that the dog passed away and that you need her cremated.
Oh my god, that's so much adulting.
I know. Mind you, I was 24. Well, I still am 24. I'm not going to be 25 until like a month later. But I was going through a lot at that point.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do I have to be the adult all of a sudden? And I was like, I don't know. It was just like a really weird time. It wasn't like when Buddy passed away, though. When Buddy passed away, it was so sudden.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even know he was sick. And then one day we woke up and it was just like, he's gone.
Yeah.
When Buddy passed away, I was out of work for a week. And I literally couldn't function.
Yeah.
When my mom took Brandy to put her down, I was at work and she texted me. She was like, she's gone. And I was like, well, shit, now I gotta go in the break room and cry for a minute. Our break room's a closet. You can hear everything in there. It probably sounded like a friggin' mess.
So you guys gonna get another dog?
No, that's a hard one because Harley's still in the play stage.
Yeah.
He still likes to play. He still likes to move around. He likes to do his zoomies and stuff like that. And I think, like, once he's more, like, because he's, like, 7, I think. So we got him the same year Buddy died. Buddy died in 18. Harley was 3-ish. So he's like 6, so almost 7.
Oh.
So I think once he hits like his more adult senior phase and like not necessarily on his way out, just like a young senior kind of thing.
Yeah,
and he's done. Yeah, and he's done playing and stuff like that. I think then we'll probably get another dog. But right now, he's just too high-strung.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and Brandon's always like, how come we don't have a dog that's fun? I want a big dog. And I'm like, Brandon, you're fucking allergic to the big dogs. You'll literally fucking die. I was like, that's why we keep getting these little poodle things. Because they don't shed, and you're alive.
Yeah.
Okay? So, yeah.
Take what you can get.
Mm-hmm. Whose turn is it?
Yours, I think.
Mine?
I think.
Are we sure? No, I just had the hairy toes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's your turn, yeah.
Okay, let me do a dirty one.
I think it's mine. Oh, wait, my face is, my mouth is laughing.
Sertone knife fake.
Oh, shit!
Sertone knife fake.
You got a bad one.
Sit on my face.
Can you say it a little closer to the microphone?
Sit on my face. Sit on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
This is in the house.
Yo. Oh my gosh, that TikTok where they're like, here, can you wipe your face off real quick? And they're like, what? Why? Just wipe your face off real quick. Okay. What was that for? I just wanted my seat to be clean for later. And I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, bitch. Oh, shit. I love it.
Yeah. I don't know how I'd feel about, like, sitting on somebody's face, because, you know.
I've never done anything like that, so.
Like, just be worried, like, you know, like, crush their face or something. I don't know.
Well, my fat ass is going to suffocate somebody, so yeah. That can't happen. I'm like, let's just do 69 like normal people.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't fidget with things right now. That's bad.
Yeah, you're gonna be disrupting the...
I am disrupting the podcast!
The podcast!
The podcast!
The podcast. Yeah, I'm like, I prefer to like lay down and...
Let him do his thing.
Yeah, let him decide how much pressure he wants on his face.
No! Murder him! Go, put the head! Why is that so inappropriate? That's so funny!
Oh, no.
There's a bunny!
Yeah, they're like out there playing at so cute.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're playing. Oh my god, that's so fucking cute.
Yeah, there's some bunnies in my backyard. There's two of them. And they're all, like, hopping around and playing and shit. They look like they're gonna, like, tag each other. That one looks like it's gonna pounce on the other. Oh, he changed his mind.
Either that or they're gonna fuck. That's all bunnies do.
Maybe.
Hello, welcome to May. Hey, you gonna have bunnies fucking in your backyard. You can make bunny porn. I'm sorry, that was weird. Look at this one. This one's gonna pounce on him. Look.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh,
look.
They're feisty little suckers.
I know. Oh, he was gonna do a sneak attack.
Oh, it's so cute, though. You know, we're calling both of them he's, but they could be she's.
They could be. Or it could be he and she.
That's true. There's a third one!
Oh.
Everybody be quiet.
The other day, I saw two ducks laying in our... See, the one's just an asshole. He's just chasing everybody.
Yeah, he just broke up their fun. They were having a good-ass time, and he's like, nah, bitch, you can't have no fun. Fuck you. What was your story? Sorry.
Huh?
What was your story? We're gonna tell a story, and then...
Oh! I'm like, I don't even remember. I think Skylar said something once about how, like, it's, like, hard to breathe when he's doing that and stuff, and I was like, well, I mean... Nobody ever asked you to do it. And not that I'm complaining, but it's just one of those things where it's like, I mean, you chose to do it. Like,
you're correct. You were not asked, but you chose.
And you could stop at any time. Like, you don't have to stay down there for as long. Like, if you can't breathe, then come up and...
Like, I'm not forcing you to do nothing.
Yeah.
But, you know, shit.
Right.
Oh, bunny's been away. Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. What is this? Ferent Switch Penovitz. Is that a name?
No.
Ferent Switch Penovitz. Ferent Switch Penovitz. Ferent Switch Penovitz. Ferent Switch Penovitz.
Your hint is keeping it casual.
Friends with benefits.
Yep.
Ayo! Y'all, we should start with the hints. I'd get them a lot faster.
Right? Okay.
Now I'm just staring at the card like I'm a fucking moron.
I know.
Oh! Okay. Hate that. My thighs got stuck to the chair. Welcome to summer. I hate it. But I love it because I can wear shorts again and it's like... not taboo because it's not -3 out.
Right?
I fucking love wearing shorts. They're so less restricting. But, like, also, my thighs stick to everything. We were at Applebee's, like, a little while ago for dinner, and my thighs stuck to the booth.
Yeah.
And then I have leather seats in my car, and they're burning from the sun, and then now they stick to the seat, and I'm like, my poor ass thighs. I'm gonna have this problem all fucking summer, and I know it, and, you know, we're just gonna try to, like, reduce the size of the thighs, yeah. But it's still gonna fucking hurt.
You know, I don't know how to prevent it. I mean...
Like I said before, like, I have the chafing cream, but, like, it's only good for, like, when you're walking, like, the in-between of your thighs.
Yeah.
It's not good for the back of your thighs. It's stuck to everything. Anyway.
Like, guys always look at you weird. They're like, what the hell? And you're like, it fucking hurts.
I'm sorry, your balls would hurt if they stuck to the chair every time you sat down. I mean, not that my thighs are comparable to balls. They're not. But.
It still sucks.
Yeah, right? And guys don't wear shorty shorts. Plus, their legs are hairy. So, like, they wouldn't stick anyways because it's got that layer in between of hair.
Yeah.
Ew.
Lucky.
My legs look fucking great. In shorts?
Yeah.
Spicy. Coming at you with the hot legs.
My legs are a little bit longer.
No, you don't. No, because here's... See, listen. My legs are the in-between legs, all right?
Yeah.
They're not incredibly long, but they're also not incredibly short. So I can buy... If I buy petite jeans, they are too short, okay? They go just above my ankles, so they're technically capris on me.
Yeah.
If I buy long jeans, they're way too fucking long. Look like a fucking toddler, okay? Look like a toddler didn't know how to wear their clothes yet. When I buy regular jeans... They're still too fucking long! Because regular, apparently regular, when they tell you regular, they go by your leg size or whatever the fuck, okay? I have a long torso and kind of short legs for my body proportions. Not gonna lie. It's not regular. Like, I need my torso to, like, lose an inch of height in order for regular jeans to fit properly. Also, I would like my torso to lose about 7 or 8, 9, 10 inches of waist so I can wear, like, crop tops and shit outside. It's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I wear a lot of crop tops indoors, but I don't really wear them outside.
See, I never really used to care for crop tops, but now I kind of do.
I do when it's hot. Yeah. Or, like, I sleep in crop tops. Like, I have a lot of these crop top t-shirts. Like, this is a crop top, but, like, it's a longer crop top, so, yeah. Like, it's not, like, so exposing. I did cut one of my hoodies into a crop top once, pretended like I was a dancer. I'm like, yeah, I'm dancing.
Yeah.
That was, you know, when I was alone in my own place. Like,
it would have been fun.
I had a great time by myself.
Yeah.
I had a couple glasses of alcohol that night.
Yeah. I had dance parties in my apartment when I lived alone. Solo dance parties.
Well, if I wasn't having a dance party, I had to listen to my neighbors across the hall argue. My neighbors above me, I think they were third shift people. They were just doing all kinds of shit up there. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. And the neighbors on the wall next to me, the wall that attached to my bedroom were old people. And the neighbors on the other side of me just smoked weed all day. So I would come home from work and I'd be like, it fucking smells like weed in here. Sweet. Contact high. Let's get drunk. I didn't have to pay for weed at all. It was fucking great. Like, I kid you not, I could smell, like, I would get out of my car and I could smell the weed instantly.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, alright, it's a party night. And it was like every night. So, but I didn't drink a ton. I would just be like, yeah. But I would also come home and light candles. I'm like, I gotta get to smell it.
There's one time, my hallway, that my apartment complex smelled like weed, and somebody was all like, you know, it smells like weed out there, and they like thought it was me, and I'm like, it is not me. It's not me, I promise.
You didn't do that back then.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm all suspicious, like.
Yeah, because I look like the type of person to sit there and smoke a weed.
But I'm just like, it's not me.
Promise.
It's somebody else. I'd be more responsible with mine. Cover up the smell. Febreze that shit.
Yeah, we use incense in this house and some, like, essential oils and shit. Why do I keep playing with this?
I don't know, but it's gonna be clunky over the... Is that your medicine?
No.
There's medicine on my table, and I don't know. Oh, it must have been medicine.
Oh, it's cold medicine, so it's probably Skylar's or Tyler's.
Skylar's my boyfriend, by the way.
Tyler's their roommate.
Yeah.
Skylar and Tyler,
yeah.
Keeler and Teeler.
My aunt was like, boy, that must really get confusing. And I was like, nah, I'm kind of used to it, but...
I don't know. I've called Skylar Tyler a couple times and vice versa.
I can see it being confusing for other people, but usually I'm on top of it.
That just reminds me, like, when Drake and Josh was first the thing, I couldn't tell who was Drake and who was Josh. Like, I was just like, it didn't fucking click with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I think about that now, like, when I talk about Skylar and Tyler, and I'm like... The fuck is which? And I'm like, oh, well, she's dating the one.
Well, it's kind of funny because when Skylar and I first started dating, and I went out to lunch with my dad and some other family, and my dad goes, where's Tyler? And I go, who? And he goes, Tyler. And I go, who the fuck is Tyler? I go, do you mean Skylar? And he goes, oh, yeah. And I'm like...
That's such a dad thing to do.
Yeah. I'm just like, what? I'm like... Who the fuck Tyler? Like, I don't know. Because I don't know Tyler.
Who the fuck is Tyler? I don't fucking know.
I'm like, oh, what God. Are you talking about?
That's fucking funny.
And then he called him Skylar for...
Skylar?
Skylar for a long time. What and I think now he does it right, but...
What did I call him, like, the second time I was here? The first time I was here?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Skylito.
Skylito.
That's what I called him. Yeah. I don't think he likes that, though. I'm still gonna call him that.
I think you should.
Yeah. Because, like, I feel like that is just, like, a thing now.
Yeah.
Like, just because it makes him mad. I'm just gonna keep doing it.
Sometimes I do things intentionally just to make him mad.
I mean, that's my favorite game to play for people. Like, how mad can I make you?
He gets really sensitive about, like, sounds. Like, he is...
Sounds?
So...
Now I'm intrigued.
Like... When Tyler first moved in, he used to leave the fan on in his bathroom, and it, like, drove Skylar crazy. Like, the noise just drove him crazy, and I was like, I mean, okay, whatever.
Like, he couldn't tune out the noise?
Yeah, and, like, it was so bad that Skylar bought Tyler a noisemaker machine for, I think it was, like, Christmas or whatever, so that he didn't run the fan in the bathroom.
Like, one of the baby noisemaker things? Like, a white noise thing?
Yeah, like, a white noise thing. So that, because Tyler left the fan on because he could hear the noise in his room, and he liked the background noise, but, like, it just bothered Skylar. And then Skylar was telling me, so he wants to get a curtain that covers up the entryway of our living room.
Yeah.
That just goes, like, across. Because his reason is because he can't, when Tyler is sitting at the table eating his salad, he can hear the fork scraping against the bowl.
The curtain's not gonna do shit for that.
And, like, the sound of Tyler eating the salad bothers him. And I'm like, that is so weird.
Okay, so here's my two things. One of them is going to be an intellectual thing, and the other one's going to be a joke.
Yeah.
First of all, you are dating a boyfriend who is perpetually on his period.
Yeah.
Literally, like, the stubbornness, the hangriness, the, like, little noises bother him. Like,
well, yeah.
He's, like, perpetually on his
period. He can't even stand it when my spoon scrapes the bottom of the pudding cup. Like, that drives him crazy.
Okay, here's my intellectual one, because I'm, actually genuinely concerned. Has Tyler ever been to a psychologist?
Skylar?
Yeah,
Skylar. Not that I'm aware of.
Because, like, and I'm not saying, like, this is, like, what it is, because obviously I'm not qualified to, like, go in and, like, say anything. But just from, like, the sound thing alone, it sounds like there's just hypersensitivity there. And hypersensitivity is often paired with things like ADD, ADHD, and different levels of autism.
Yeah, I can see him having ADD or ADHD, because he has to be, like, constantly moving around, constantly doing something. And he says that it's because he's used to, like, doing a bunch of moving around at his job, but I feel like he's always been like that.
Yeah, I feel like, based on, like, what I've seen from Skylar, like, him, like, drunk at the bar, and versus him, like, at the house, have I ever seen him sober?
He was sober for the most part when you guys were over here.
That's true, yeah, he was. Okay, yeah, so I would say, like, probably ADHD, just, like, undiagnosed.
Yeah.
But, like, what it sounds like. Because, like, I know from perspective, because I got that shit. And sometimes, literally, sometimes if I don't take my medicine, my ADD is so bad that, like, I can't even turn on lights because I can hear the buzzing from the light bulbs. And I'm like, I can't fucking do it.
Yeah.
I have to exit myself from the world for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, just for a couple minutes while I recoup and figure out my brain.
And see, sometimes I need to do that too. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't want to, like, go up into the room and be all alone, because then I'll be like, why are you hiding up in the room all alone? So, like, what I usually like to do is I just, like, cover my entire body in a blanket, like a blanket cocoon. Mm. But Skylar's just all, like, judgy about it. He's like, that's super depressing. And he's like, you're just hiding away. I'm like, no. I'm like, I need to, like, tune everything out for a little bit.
So, blanket cocoons are my favorite.
Yeah.
I'll crank up the AC, turn on all the fans in my room. I have several fans. I'll do all that, and then I'll curl myself up in a blanket cocoon, and it will be so many blankets that I have to sit straight up because it's so many. And then, like, somebody will come in, and I'm just sitting there, and all you can see is my face.
See, I love it.
And I'm like,
yeah,
look at my face.
This guy was like, have you talked to your therapist about the fact that you hide under a blanket? I'm like, no. Don't really think it's a big deal. It hasn't really come up.
Back when we worked at GFS and Eric would schedule me 6 a.m. to 4, I would come home right after work and literally just lie in bed.
Yeah.
And just cry. I'm like, that would be something to be concerned about. That would be depressive things. But no, like, I've always, like, the comfort of my bed is, like, a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I know I just need to be alone. Whole new thing. Okay. So, do you want to do one more round and then we'll do some of these would you rathers?
Yeah. Okay. These pussied hoes.
What the fuck?
It literally looks like it says these pussy hoes. But this is not a dirty card. This is a yellow card, which I think is what's supposed to be like a party card. Like,
yeah, it's supposed to be a little bit more tame.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with not these pussy hoes.
I mean, you never know that.
These pussy doe.
The hint is so stupid.
What's the hint?
Oh my, the hint is taquito Dorito. Ugh. You're not gonna get it.
These pussitos. These pussitos. Cheese, but.
No, okay, so this game, this is gonna give you, like, a little bit more perspective. Think pop culture. Also, think this game was made back in
2016, 2017.
Despacito? Yeah. That's the dumbest card I've ever seen in my life. Burped again. These pussitos.
Do you know what it means?
Despacito?
Yeah.
As far as I know I think it's like something slightly inappropriate.
Oh.
But.
Let's look it up.
Okay. You gotta look it up on yours because my phone's
busy
right now. No, you don't start singing it because now you're gonna get me singing. Now we get a party. What's glowing over there? Or is that just a green box? Or is that a game system?
What is that? It's just a green box.
Oh. It looked like it's, like, glowing in the dark.
It does look kind of like it's glowing.
Oh, I like things that glow in the dark. That's why I buy glow-in-the-dark Pong.
Why will you not tell me what it means?
Just go to Google Translate.
Despacito.
Something, 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 something. Oh, that's why they said taquito and Dorito.
It's Spanish, right?
Yes. What is that noise?
The fridge, probably.
It kind of sounds like one of those blood pressure machines in, like, the pharmacy, where it's like, and then it, like, releases your arm. And then you're like, oh, God, thank God, I have feeling in my arm again.
Slowly.
Ooh. Now I want to know the translation for the whole song. Oh, my thighs are stuck again. Ugh!
Yeah, I think it's a pretty spicy song.
Spicy, as far as I know. I watched a video one time where it was like, Hispanic grandmas listen to Despacito. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. And they were like, mortified, like, the whole time. So I was like, oh, it must be something inappropriate.
Did you hear about how, like, Justin Bieber was performing the song and he, like, forgot the lyrics, so he was just like, blah, 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 blah.
No, yeah. I did not.
And people were so pissed.
Yeah.
They're like, that's so disrespectful because it's not even your song originally, and then you, like, forget the words and you just, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, nobody's gonna notice.
That, yeah, no. People be pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed. Holy crap. Wizkid Hick. Wizkid Hick.
Yeah.
I didn't say it.
Oh, well, it sounded like you said it.
Whiskey Dick?
Yeah.
What is Whiskey Dick? Floppy fish? Limp floppy dick caused by too much booze.
Yeah, that's what they call it. So when you drink too much and you can't get it up, it's whiskey dick.
Oh my god, that reminds me of the thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's too inappropriate for the podcast. We're not going to talk about that one.
Her experience, yeah.
Our friend had an experience with another one of our friends that is irrelevant.
Sometimes Skylar gets infinite dick.
Infinite dick?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
I guess. And he just like, I'm gonna just go. And I'm like,
round two.
Like, no, like multiple rounds. And I'm just like,
round number 75.
By the end of it, I'm like dying. And I'm just like, are you done yet?
It's like, my pussy cannot handle it anymore.
Yeah.
Please take your dick away from my pussy.
Right?
Thank you.
I'm like,
not think I can orgasm anymore. I'm done. I'm tired. I just want to sleep.
Please stop. Let me be. Go get me some gummy worms or something. I don't fucking know.
I'm just like waiting for him to tap me out and be like, we're good.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, I was, okay, never mind. Oh. That was like ad-libbing to the Skylar conference. Yeah, I just did it. The Skylar thing. Okay, never mind. Okay. There are the nerves again. Okay, so I have a few would you rather questions and then some interesting ones. I don't know if we'll do them all because there's, some of them are like open-ended. Would you rather read minds or get $200 for every lie you get told?
Ooh.
Either way, you're gonna figure out the fucking truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you get to, like...
We have 5 minutes left, so...
Oh, shit, so this is, like, the ending question.
Yeah, so this is gonna be the last question.
Okay, so do you get to choose, like, who you read minds, or just, like, all comes in involuntarily?
Just all comes in involuntarily.
Oh, shit. I feel like it would get over. Yeah, I feel like I would want $200 every time I get lied to, because then, one, I know when they're lying, and two, I get money, so.
And three, now you have a down payment on a house.
Right.
If you get lied to as much as I get lied to, you're gonna have a house real quick.
Can we backdate those payments?
Right? Like, because, listen here, you need to Venmo me some money. Yeah. Okay, well, we are running out of time. Anchor is telling me that we have literally less than 4 minutes left. So we're gonna go ahead and sign out. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to check out more content from me, you can find my social medias. I have an Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I think I have, yeah, I have all three. I'm looking at you like you're supposed to know.
You're not sure, you don't know.
No, I know what I have. I just don't know how to do outros. Anyway, Krista also has Instagram, but do you want me to tell them what your Instagram is?
Honestly, I don't even remember what my Instagram is.
Yeah, she's on mine somewhere.
Yeah.
You can find her.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
You guys know it's always Megan_freaking_Emily with no G. Yeah, check us out. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.